Psalms chapter number 12. David says here, beginning in verse number 1, "Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips, and with a double tongue do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us?" Father, we thank you again this morning for this time, for this day, for this word, and we just ask you to help us to minister and speak through us the words that we need to say today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. There's several directions that I could go this morning here with these particular verses as David calls out unto God for help. But I want to just look at this thought this morning, because he says in the first verse there, "Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth." And what I want to preach to you about, and what I want us to think about, is what David is saying: the faithful have vanished. The faithful, he said, have vanished. Amen. And the way that he puts it, "Help, O Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men." I mean, we think about that. We think about the word faithful, and by definition, it means a firm in adherence to the truth and to the duties of religion, constant in the performance of duties or services, exact in attending to commands, as a faithful servant. As a faithful servant. Now, there's a lot of different names that you could mention that we could think about in scriptures, but when we think about faithful servants in the Bible, amen, some names that might come to mind is we might think about Abraham. Amen. Abraham was faithful. Amen. He was called out of his home country to go to a strange land, and amen, and he obeyed and he went. He was faithful. We think about Noah. God said, Noah, you know, he told Noah, he called Noah to a task, to a job, and he said, "Here's what I want you to do." And amen, he worked at it. He worked for 120 years. Amen. He built an ark. And he built that ark. The Bible said, it also tells us about him in the New Testament that he was a preacher of righteousness. But it said he built that ark to the saving of hundreds and thousands. No, it wasn't hundreds of thousands. It was just his family. But you know what? He was faithful. He was faithful. I tell you, Noah's boys, they no doubt took the ridicule and along with Noah, and no telling what, you know, might have been said about them and about having, "You got old Noah, you got old Fogey for a daddy." But amen, when God closed the door and it started to rain, they was glad they had a faithful daddy. Amen, he was faithful to God, so he was faithful. Then we think about, amen, we think about somebody in the Bible, we think about somebody like Ruth. Ruth was faithful. Naomi said, "Y'all go home." She said, "I'm not going home. I'm going," and I'm paraphrasing, but she said, "Wherever you go," she said, "I'm going." She said, "Whoever your people's going to be, that's going to be my people. I mean, wherever you're going to lodge, that's where I'm going to lodge. I'm going with you." I mean, and nothing could persuade her or change her mind any different. She was going. And amen, she did. And it was noticed by the people when they returned back to Naomi, when they got back to the homeland. It was noticed by others, the faithfulness of Ruth. We we'll mention one more. Moses. He was faithful. He had to lead a bunch of folks that had a mind of their own. Amen. Boy, that's just like folks today. Everybody got a mind of their own. Moses, amen, knew the mind of God. And amen, and he was faithful in all of his house to lead and to do what God called him to do. It was not easy. I mean, we talk about it and we think about it. I can't even imagine. Because all of those folks that he led out there in the wilderness, a greater part of them, all those that were of age, save for Caleb and Joshua, they all died in the wilderness, not getting to enter into the promised land because of what? Because of unbelief. Amen. But through all of that, Moses was faithful. They didn't believe, but Moses was faithful. Now we look at each one of these and we could say, you know, were these perfect? Oh, they wasn't perfect. But amen, they was faithful. They were faithful. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10 in the latter part of that verse, be thou faithful unto death and I will give thee a crown of life. Be faithful unto death and I will give thee a crown of life. You can look in the book of Hebrews and you can find the heroes of faith. You can find some more folks there that was faithful. And they have received their crown of life. They were faithful unto death. Now, I would ask us this morning, what do we consider faithful? What do we consider faithful? I mean, when we talk about faithful, and the only way I can think about it, I get to thinking about when I go out and get in my automobile and turn the key, you know, I'm expecting that thing to start up and to get me where I'm wanting to go. Now, I've had a few that they might have been faithful at one time, but when I had them, they wasn't all that faithful. They might leave you side the road. The truth is that whenever you struck out going anywhere, you didn't have 100% confidence that you was going to make it back home without some kind of incident because they had lost their faithfulness. I think about employees. You know, I knew a fella one time, he said that they called him into the office. And when they called him into the office, they said, you a good employee. As far as your work, you do quality work. And we don't have any complaints about when you're here. The problem is you're not real faithful to be here. You're only here no more than 4 days a week. Can you explain that? He said, I sure can. They said, well, we'd love to hear it. He said, I ain't figured out how to live on 3 days a week yet. At least he is honest. But see, being faithful, we know that. There's some folks that, amen, that we can count on. Amen, they're going to be there. Rain or shine. We know that if something happens, if they're not there, it's because not some little something's happened, something major's happened. And so we think about, you know, if we had a dog, and sometimes he, you know, sometimes he'd protect us, but we didn't know, you know, half the time he protected us and the other half the time he was wanting to bite the hand that feeds him. Something would have to change. And I thought about it. I thought about us. I thought about myself. Because different places where I worked, and every place is different, but generally a lot of places got an evaluation system. And they've got categories where they evaluate you and, you know, point system. But I thought, if we just had a point system, a scale of 1 to 10 on our spiritual evaluation under the heading faithful, what would you give yourself? Because, you know, some places let you evaluate yourself, and then, I don't know why, it never done me no good. But they'll let you evaluate yourself, and under that head of faith, what would be our evaluation? And then I thought, you know, because really the truth is about this, because I thought about myself, and I thought about 1 to 10, if this is a spiritual evaluation, and I got to put down, I'll mark this 10, yeah, mark this 1 through 10, what am I going to put down? And I thought, boy, I want to put a 10. But I'm kind of scared to put a 10. Because, see, the next question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, where would God put me as faithful? Okay, so, see, and here's the thing that I know about us. Now, we can look at old so-and-so over yonder and realize that, buddy, they got some improvement they could do. But we faithful. But then God looks, and see, He sees the true self. And that's what kind of gave me hesitation about thinking about, how would I grade and mark myself? Because, see, here's what I need to be. God, help me to be honest with myself. Because I have found in life that one of the things that can get us in more trouble is one of the people that I have to be careful of deceiving, and that is deceiving my own self. Because when we deceive our own self, boy, it's hard. You know, they talk about folks that needs help in different areas, that one of the first things that has to happen is they've got to realize they need help. As long as they're, you know, if I ain't got no problem, I ain't nothing to fix. That's right. I don't need no help. But when we recognize, and we see us for who and what we are, then we can begin to ask God to help us, with our faithfulness. Now, when we think of the word faithfulness is one of the characteristics of God's moral nature. Aren't you glad that God's not man? God's faithful. I'll be perfectly honest with you this morning. I've not always been faithful in the way that I needed to be, but God has always been faithful. Always. And so, God's character of faithfulness, it denotes the firmness or the consistency of God in His relations with mankind, and especially with the people of God. It is accordingly one acceptance of God's truth and of His unchangeableness. God is faithful because who He is. He is God. He's not like all the other little g gods in the world. He is God, and besides Him there is none other, and He is faithful. Amen. He's faithful. And He is unchangeable. God is unchangeable. Amen. I told Brother Junior this morning, we was talking about how you feel. I said, well, you know, I got some pains that they're not there all the time, but you know, this morning I got one that's kind of flared up, and I told him I think I know why. I think it's because of sitting on that boat with that foot on that troll motor running it back and forth, and that nerve, it runs down through that knee, that foot. Boy, you know, because it was bothering me, I got thinking, what in the world? Why is that bothering me like that? And that's the only thing I can think of, and boy, that ain't good. When it hurts you to go fishing, oh my goodness. But I'm going to tell you what, I ain't planning on quitting. Amen. Not yet. But the thing about it is, what I'm saying is, I realize and I look, every one of us, you know what we do through life? We go through changes. Boy, there's a lot of things that change. You know, and there's some things that I used to do and love to do and still enjoy them somewhat, but I don't enjoy them near as much as I used to. I don't, you know. Other things that I didn't enjoy as much, you know, that's even things that I, you know, when we got married, I mean, there was several, a lot of things that I didn't eat. I eat them now. We change. But see, God, He is unchangeable. He don't change. He's never changed. He's the same. And I mean, what does that mean? It means that, because of that, He is faithful. Jesus came into this world and he robed himself in flesh. And, amen, and he walked down the same roads that we do, and he experienced the same things that mankind experiences. And Philippians chapter 2 and verse 8 tells us, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. You see, Jesus was faithful all the way to the cross, no matter the cost. He prayed, "Father, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless, but not my will, but thy will be done." Amen. Jesus was faithful. Can I tell you that Jesus was faithful because he knew me and you was going to have a problem being faithful? And amen. And he was faithful, amen, all the way. So faithful that Pilate said, "I find in him no fault at all." None. I mean, listen, how far would they have to look before they found an occasion of unrighteousness in me or you? They pick up the paper, they open up the book. You know, if this is the book about Jesus and all those things, Pilate, he's already flipped from cover to cover, and he said, "There ain't nothing in there." But they pick mine and your book up, and they say, "Oh, there it is." First page. They didn't get very far, did they? Accusations against us, but amen. But Jesus was faithful, amen, for us. And he asked of us, amen, that we too be faithful. Romans 3 and 4 tells us, "God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings and mightest overcome when thou art judged." Paul, let it be known that no matter the direction of man. And listen, man has taken some mighty sad turns. But no matter the direction of mankind, God was going to be true. Meaning that God was going to be faithful. God was going to be faithful. Let God be true, but every man a liar. And then John tells us in the Gospel of John chapter 13 and verse 15, "For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done unto you." Now Jesus was taken here and he was washing their feet as an example to them. But amen, when we look at Jesus' life, his example is applicable to us in all things because he was faithful in all things. And so we look at Jesus' life, and we know that here in this particular instance, as he was washing the disciples' feet, heaven forbid that Jesus would say, "You ain't going to wash my feet." But Jesus stooped and he washed his feet. If I don't wash your feet, amen, you don't have a part with me. Yeah, Peter said, "Well, wash me all over." But amen, Jesus told him, "You've already been washed over," basically is what he was letting him know. Amen. But there's some things that we need to keep the fellowship where it needs to be in the relationship. And Jesus said, "I did this for an example." If Jesus had stooped down and done the lowliest of things for the disciples, what were they supposed to do? They were to follow his example just as we are and be faithful. Faithful in what? Faithful in everything. Big things, little things. Be faithful. God help us to be faithful. Jesus was faithful in all things. It tells us about Moses. Just listen to these verses here. Read two or three verses. Hebrews 3 and 5. "And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after." So we mentioned Moses a while ago in the examples of those that were faithful in Hebrews 3 and 5 points it out for us. Moses verily was faithful in all of his house. Amen. He was faithful. Listen, Matthew 25 and 21. "His Lord said unto him, Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. You've been faithful, he said, over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many. Now, if you've ever had somebody that worked for you and you had two fellers and one of them was faithful in everything that you gave him and the other one was just haphazard in everything that he does, that the one that you're going to give the more responsibility to is going to be the one that's always been faithful. And that's what Jesus said here. He said, you've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. I pray God help us that the few things that we have here, that we are faithful. 1 Corinthians 4:2 tells us this. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Faithful. That a man be found faithful. A major requirement in stewardship that God is looking for in me and you is that we be found faithful. Now in this world, mankind values cleverness, wisdom and wealth and success. But amen, but God's looking, He places a great value on faithfulness. God's looking for those who will be faithful to Him and to Christ in all things. I pray that we are that person. But here's the thing, and this takes us back to our text verse this morning. Because when we listen to what David said, David cried out and he said, "Help, Lord. Help." He said, "For the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men." David was looking for the godly man, for the faithful man. He said, "Where are they? They have failed to be faithful to God and to the things of God." And when we read these two verses here, it says, "Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips, and with a double heart do they speak." Verse 4, it tells us, "Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us?" When I read that, and I read it several times, I was sitting at my desk, and I thought, these verses sound like somebody was eavesdropping on 2026. We're going to win with our lips, with our words, with the things that we say. Well, you say, "Well, that ain't the truth." Well, it ain't got to be the truth. We just want it to sound good. We're just trying to win with our words. David said, "The faithful man, he ceased. He vanished." God help us. This world needs some men and women. I'm thankful that as I have come up through my growing up days and years, even as a young child and on up through my teenage years, God has blessed me to be able to watch and to see some faithful men and women of God. And I'm talking about some of them I knew even at an early age that the life that they had was not easy. I'm going to tell you what stuck out to me. Amen. They was faithful to God. They was true to God no matter what happened. And God help us. David said in his day, he looked around and he said, "Those kind of folks, God help us. Where are they?" Now God help us to be faithful, because you know what? My children, your children, my grandchildren, your grandchildren, they need somebody. They need somebody that they can say, "Grandma and granddaddy, papa," whatever they may call us, "he was faithful." And boy, there's some things that happened. He could have turned around, but he never did. I mean, he was all the way to the end. He was faithful in all things. Amen. God help us this morning to be faithful. We wonder as we look out into this world and we know that it's changed. And one of the great changes is that the godly people, where are they? The faithful have gone from among the children of men. And God help us, because it seems more and more in this world that instead of the world taking a cue from the church is taking its cue from the world. And amen. And that takes us away from God, away from faithfulness, away from godliness. Amen. He says, God help us. These verses is the world we live in. And David, boy, he cried. He lamented the fact that the faithful and the godly men and women had ceased. They were hard to find. And here's what he does. He employs God's help. And we must do the same in the world that we live in today. God help us to employ God's help. For what? God, we need some faithful men and women. Amen. But now listen, when you tell God that, be ready to stand up yourself. Because we need to be faithful. God, help me. It's easy sometimes to pray for brother and sister so-and-so. But God, I can't affect them. I can't change their life. My children, my grandchildren, my relatives, different things. Sometimes, you know, boy, there's things that we want to do. And when they, you know, when they're a certain age, we can do some things, but they grow up. And they, but here's what I can do. God, I can be faithful. I can effect with your help, by your grace. God, I can help me. And God, maybe if you help me be faithful, maybe somebody else will see. And they'll join in and they'll help me. What? Because see, being faithful, as we stand, as our sister comes this morning just with a song of invitation. Sometimes when we stand up and we're faithful and somebody else stands up and there, we begin to help one another to be faithful. Because listen, I'm not going to tell you you're not going to get discouraged in this life and things going. It's going to happen. And amen, that's why we support one another. We hold up one another. And amen, we're faithful, because here's the thing. Every one of us sitting in here today, I don't know what we can say about a lot of different things, but I know we can say this. God's been faithful. You stand with us this morning. As our sister plays this morning, just ask if you will, just every head bowed and every eye closed. While our sister plays this morning, if you have a need, I pray you come this morning, give us opportunity to pray with you. Amen. Or if you just want to come pray, whatever the need this morning, amen, God's able.